Welcome to The Contemplative Life. Three pastors, friends, and spiritual companions help us explore spirituality through a contemplative lens.
I'm Christina Roberts.
I'm Chris Roberts.
I'm Christina Kaiser. We're glad you joined us.
Hello, it's great to be with you. Today, we are exploring the topic of curiosity around chakras. And I'm excited to introduce our guest today, Anne Kovalichko, who will be sharing some of her wisdom. So Anne, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So I have an interesting way into this topic of chakras that happened to me maybe 8 years ago when I was pastoring a church in Madison. And we had a college student who was attending our church and she was exploring faith. And we had a class at the time called Seek for people curious about faith. She would come to church on Sundays and she'd say, Christina, I really am enjoying the class, but I just don't get Jesus. I don't get him at all. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm glad you're coming. I'm glad you're getting stuff out of it. So then a couple weeks went by and she found me after church and she was like, Christina, I want to get baptized. Graduation weekend in 2 weeks. I want to follow Jesus. And I was like, okay, you know, what happened? And she said, interestingly enough, I was at yoga this weekend and on the yoga mat, my chakra opened and I knew that I wanted to follow Jesus and live my life for him. And I was like, wow. And I had no idea what I'm like listening to her story. And like literally when she left, I was Googling, what is a chakra? I had never heard of it before. I'm like, what in the world is this? And I think from there, I had heard the term at yoga a couple times. But then it was recently at a retreat where you were facilitating, Anne, and just hearing your interest in chakras, that it's like, oh, I think there's just some real wisdom and things that we can learn about this aspect that's new to me and maybe new to some of our listeners. I wonder, just to start with, what is a chakra? How would you describe the word chakra to someone who's just new to this language?
Yeah. So first, I want to premise this by saying that I'm not an expert. Right? This topic is so vast and it's so ancient. And I think that what I don't want to do is when Westerners have a way of claiming things as their own, and I want to be real mindful about that, that this chakras have been around forever, for a long time. And so it's a Sanskrit word for wheel. And chakras are an energy, it's like an energy center, right? And so there's lots of debate around how many chakras are there. What are the main ones? But the ones that I'm going to focus on today or talk about today, there's seven of them and actually maybe even an eighth one. And so it means it's an energy center. So if you picture like an old-fashioned top toy and like you pump it a little bit, it spins, 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 spins. That's what a chakra is. It's an energy center. So it's like this antenna that is within our body along the spinal cord that picks up energy from the subtle energy from all around us. And it can really have an impact on our health, our mental health, our wellness. It's just a fascinating topic. So I just wanted to preface that I am not an expert. I'm self-taught in all of this, and I find it absolutely fascinating.
Nice. Okay. So there's seven and possibly an eighth, but there are many schools of thought. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And how do you engage it? Do you pay attention to something in your body? You mentioned like the little pump and then the energy. Mm-hmm. How do you access this?
Yeah. So that's the beautiful thing is that we all have access to it. It's like holy energy. It's holy energy that we all have access to. And some people, I know that I come from a conservative family. And I think some people are like, what? You're talking about chakras now? And what? How did this happen? Yeah. So we all have access to it. It's like this pool within us. And that's what I like reminding myself and my friends, my family, is that it's like a deep well that we all have access to. And so what I do are chakra meditations. I meditate daily and I incorporate just spending some time on my chakras. I'm learning Reiki 2. So I finished Reiki 1. Moved on to Reiki 2, and that is a practice in energy healing, right? And so the focus is on the chakras. So I've learned about it, a lot about it through Reiki training. But as a part of my meditation practice, it's something that I'll spend time on, is seeing how, it's fascinating, how my body feels before I go into a meditation session. And it's also prayer, kind of morphs into prayer. So how does my body feel before that? And how does my body feel after? And 100% of the time, I feel more calm and peaceful and aligned after I have one of these sessions. And so it's just a beautiful resource that we all have access to. Just some, you have to be open to it in order to tap into it.
Yeah, that's a great explanation. I really appreciate you going into some detail of things I've not heard before. But maybe more personally, what drew you to pay attention to chakras? Where were you at in life? What's the story behind you being drawn to chakras?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say that I've always been really fascinated in the whole mind-body-spirit connection. And I have my, not to go back too far, but I have my master's degree in rehabilitation counseling. And so that's how do we work with the skill set that we have to be functioning people. And rehabilitation covers that people have limitations. So it could be a physical limitation. It could be mental illness. It could be drug and alcohol use, you name it. Is there some type of an impact that it's affecting your life in one way or another? And so there's always been this interest in wellness, right? I started reading Eckhart Tolle maybe 10 years ago. And he had this exercise where to pay attention to your hands. And he talked about the life energy and just this beautiful spiritual energy that we have accessible to us all the time. And so the practice was to lay down on your bed, just pay attention to your hands and what arises during this time. And it was like mind blowing to me because I was like, oh my, I have this tingling sensation, this warmth. What is this? And it's energy, it's life energy. And so after that experience, so I had a couple of Reiki sessions that were super powerful and really like I experienced feelings that I had not felt before. And it was like, what is this? And this is awesome. I want more of it. So that's how I got started, is just paying attention to that connection. And that it doesn't stop with mind, body, that there's also spirit involved, right? And so it's all of these kind of, you think of the chakra being a wheel, it's like, that's a wheel as well. And so it to me, I really resonate with symbols. And so when I see these symbols that kind of like these coincidences, I'm like, that's something I need to check out a little bit. And what is that?
Yeah. And I appreciate you naming too, that maybe you come from a conservative background and that this is newer. And I think for me too, again, I'd never heard of it, but then when I Googled it, it was like, okay, is this woo? And what the heck is this? But I think for me personally, especially during the pandemic when, you know, it was locked down and everyone's not sure what was going on, really beginning to pay attention to like, boy, like my chest feels tight. Like maybe there's some anxiety there or there's a pit in my stomach. And so recognizing, again, to your point, these energy centers and circles or pockets, maybe where energy is getting stuck. And so I think for me, recognizing my body's not lying, there's things that is trying to teach me and that maybe chakra has wisdom to offer. And really appreciate you naming. We don't want to, as Westerns, take the goods and make it our own or to not honor the tradition. So
yeah.
All of that being said, I guess I do wonder though, if someone is curious about this, or maybe they've heard the term in a yoga class or something, how would one explore? What would this look like? And particularly maybe not being exposed to this in our childhood or things like that.
That's a great question. And I want to say that yoga has played a really important part of my journey too, and being exposed to different yoga poses that have impact on the chakra or the flow of energy. So there's so many resources out there now that it's beautiful. It's becoming more mainstream. That is a lovely thing. And I'm thinking of this quote by the Dalai Lama I'm going to butcher it, of course, but it's something like the future of the world rests on the Western woman. And what's behind that is I think that we have the education and the resources to kind of dive deep into these topics that can be, there's a curiosity in how do we best nurture our kids, our families, ourselves, so that we can grow in awareness. And I can, at least that's how I read the quote, or how it resonated with me, is that we have access to so much, right? And so how can we use that to get the word out? And so that really resonated with me. And so one person who's been really instrumental in my own kind of self-learning has been Carolyn Mace, M-Y-S-S. She has a website. She has some shows on Gaia. If anyone subscribes to that, she has some great books. She's a medical intuitive. So she can actually, she's done some amazing work where she's done work with this doctor across the country, and she can diagnose someone just based on not even talking to them, just hearing some real basic things. And she's able to pick up on, oh, this is what's going on with this person. And she's right like 80% of the time. She's been an amazing teacher for me. There's also some great podcasts out there. There's Experience Seven Senses on Instagram. She has some really great quotes and information and education and resources. One that really worked for me was on YouTube. It's this guy's Jason Stevenson, and he has guided sleep meditation for the chakras before bed. And so it's a really beautiful way to just ground yourself before sleep and pay attention to the different chakras within your body and to get those to relax and to align. And it really brings comfort right before bed. I've had some great sleep after listening to him and some lovely dreams. And it's also, that's the stuff of wellness and living. So those are some great resources, but there's so much out there. Really taking yoga classes, there's a lot out there.
So if I can like press in on like the brass tacks of it. So let's say that I assume there's a heart chakra, right? I've seen photos of, and I think I'm a heart type in general. So like, the heart's a good example for me. But like I've been in meditations before where maybe you start at the top of your head and you come down and you're looking for opening. And for me, like by the time I get to the heart, it's whoa, right? It just feels different than everything else. But is it possible? Let's say that I wanted to focus more on something at the top of my head or, I don't know, at the base of my spine. I have no idea. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah. So I think it's wherever you want to concentrate. That's the beautiful thing about this energy is that it's going to go where it needs to go. If you open the door to be receptive to it and to spend some time with it, it's going to go where it needs to go. One of the things is that this energy, the chakras can get blocked or they can kind of be too active. And with my practice, I always start at the base chakra, which is the root chakra. And there's colors of the rainbow that are associated with each chakra. So you start at the root, which is red. You can think of any color hue red that you want to. You go up to the sacral chakra, which is orange. The solar plexus is yellow. The heart is green. The throat is blue. The third eye is indigo. The crown chakra is violet. And then the ka, which is the one above the head, that is white, and that's your connection to spirit. And so if you can open all of these, this energy is going to flow where it needs to go. If you're feeling like tight in your throat, for example, you have a sore throat, you're feeling constricted, maybe there's something else going on there where you're not able to really use your voice or to communicate, that it's getting in the way of that you notice there's something stuck there. And so if you can spend some time focusing on that throat chakra, that you welcome this energy in and you trust that it goes where it needs to go, the amount, the way that, so it's supposed to, they say that chakras spin. I also like to think of chakras as like a flower that's blooming or closing, depending on whatever it needs. And so if you're feeling physical symptoms, the chakras also align with the endocrine system, to pay attention to that and to do it in a way that's gentle, that it's not like, okay, throat chakra, get to work now and fix this because I need to talk. I need to communicate. I need to be effective. You don't want to do it that way. You could try and see how it works. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but to open up with love and compassion and know that you got to trust it. And trusting goes to your root chakra, the body, it's at the base of your spine, that the energy is going to go where it needs to go. And to, after the meditation session too, to just practice with gentleness, right? And that it's understanding of the practice, that the more you do it, maybe you'll see different results. as Westerners, it's really hard, right? Because we're so result oriented and we want to do things right. And we want to do things now and we want it to be effective. And it's pumping the brakes on that and allowing a different kind of energy to enter and let it go where it needs to go, trusting in that energy and that beautiful God loving energy. How's that for a long answer?
I appreciate you just giving us some language to describe maybe some things that we've heard about chakras. Someone who also comes from a conservative background. I come from a conservative, charismatic background. And I think one of the things that stands out to me is we were talking about the hands and energy in the hands. And whenever I was in my 20s, one of the things that I would judge, as all people in their 20s do, would be in a prayer time, people would have their hands held out and they would be asking God for something on the behalf of someone else. And then their hands would start shaking. And I was like, what the heck is that? And there seemed to be something supernatural that was happening. You can't deny that there was some sort of supernatural mm-hmm. thing happening. And I think what you're doing is you're giving language in a different way to supernatural that I've experienced in my life before. Mm-hmm. And so I just really appreciate this conversation.
I appreciate being here and having the opportunity to do this and to also say that it's hard to put language around this. It's hard to put language around feelings that are hard to describe. And so it's an experience. And so I think that the important thing is, if you consider the whole mind, body, spirit connection, is that paying attention to that wisdom and what happens in your body, it speaks the truth just as much as information that you know in your head, information in your heart, information that you read about. Like, it's all very valid. And so it's, I guess, in a way, it's tying all of that together in an empowering way too, that we all have access to this. That's the beautiful thing. We all have access to it.
Anne, thank you so much. And for those that are in the Midwest, Anne's actually going to be facilitating a half-day retreat in the Madison, Wisconsin area on February the 5th. So we'll have information in our show notes and a link to the Foundry Spiritual Center website. So if you're listening in real time, I encourage you to check that out and participate with Anne. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Now is the part of our podcast where we talk about what we are into this week. So what are we into, folks?
Just last night, I found out that there's such a thing as a cell phone tripod, which is really exciting because I make a lot of videos with my cell phone. And I used to have a tripod with an attachment that I could take around and I can make it big or small. But last night, I happened to see an ad on Instagram about a 6-in-1, and it has a Bluetooth remote, which my husband thinks I don't need, but I think I do because then I wouldn't have to lean in. And there's a little light, which he also thinks I don't need. Oh, Chris already has one. He's showing it to me right now. So I am in the market. I am doing the research on 6-in-1s. I don't even know what the official name is, but essentially, it's a tripod for your cell phone.
Very nice. I have been into that myself, as you have seen. But I am not into tripods. I'm into something else. And I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm not into it willingly. I think I've been pulled in or sucked into it. But my middle child has been into tapestries. Hey, can I go on Amazon and look at tapestries, Dad? And so have created a theme, a forest theme with a forest tapestry. And so I spent last evening helping hang tapestries and vines and all foresty things in my middle child's room. So I am into tapestries and ambiance.
Yes, and she's very excited. It does look quite foresty. There's even vines on her outer doorknob leading into the forest. So it's been a work in progress. I recently had the opportunity to go to the St. Louis Art Museum. And I apologize if I'm going to botch up the name, but there was a display with a South African artist, Maliko Bokozi, and it was just gorgeous, stunning artwork that he did. And the way that he described, he would take some stories that were kind of African stories. And then there's handwritten notes on the margins of this art describing some of the cultural implications or background of that. And so just stunning work. So that is what I am into. Thank you so much for joining us. And as always, make it a great week. See you next time.
If you enjoy listening to the podcast, we invite you to stay connected by signing up for our Foundry Spiritual Center newsletter, where you can learn about even more programs and offerings. You'll find a link to subscribe in the show notes, or visit us anytime at foundrysc.com. Thanks again for being with us. We hope you have a great week.